Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Paul and Jordana here. Last week, boy, we got into it about prescription drug prices. If you remember, I was slapped with a copay of $989 a month for a drug that cost $10,000 a month. Then through a lot of phone calls, a lot of please explain why this is happening. Please use I have good insurance. Figure this out for me. It ended up being $0 a month because I ended up being fully covered for it. But we had a team of advocates through the Mayo Clinic, through myself, my husband, all working on this. And I thought, I am so lucky. I won the lottery. What about the people who don't have the team? And I know Amy Klobuchar, our senator, is super plugged in with wanting to lower prescription drug prices. And we thought, you know what? Let's check in with her and see where we are. So Senator Klobuchar, we're so grateful to have you on the show. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Jordana. Thanks, Paul. It's good to hear the weather forecast, first of all, because I'll be back next week. I like that it's warming up. And secondly, I want to just tell you that I'm so pleased that you are still in there doing so well. You had that intensive chemo. And now you are of all kinds of things happening with the transplants, other things. But I just, I've been really impressed by you. So let's start with that. Secondly, yes, prescription drugs are way too high in this country. We pay more for prescription drugs, Americans do, than any other country in the world. Think about that. And it's our taxpayers that have invested so much in research and the like. And just to give you a sense of it, common drugs like Lyrica for nerve pain, Symbicort for asthma, they have gone up in the past 5 years. Almost 50%, just those brand name drugs. And so what happens? Well, 20% of Americans that don't have the team, like you're talking about, have reported not taking their medications. We've had individual stories all over Minnesota, like yours, people that rationing their insulin, right? Little drops. One guy died because he was trying to ration his insulin, and his mom has been, Nicole has been fighting for him ever since. So the answer. One big answer is to change the law. A provision was put in federal law by the pharma industry that says that you can't negotiate better prices for Medicare. So Medicare is the biggest block that buys drugs, all these seniors, 46 million seniors, and yet you just are kind of locked in for the price. The VA, on behalf of our incredible veterans, they do get to negotiate, and they have so much lower prices, and that helps taxpayers, and it obviously helps their clients. And so that's what we're pushing for, is to remove that provision. Get this, it would save hundreds of billions of dollars for taxpayers and for individuals. That is not me making it up. Those are the numbers.
But Senator, what's the holdup? Because it seems like everybody would want this. Who is against this, and why is it taking so long?
Yes, well, there are people. Pharma has two lobbyists for every member of Congress. They have a huge sway in the that's correct. Oh, that's correct. And we have the numbers because people have to register as lobbyists. So they're always lobbying to stop things and get things in for themselves. And we have been calling it out. I have been calling it out for years. We have the most chance of progress that we've ever had on several fronts. The first is that there's a good chance in Susan Collins, who's a good friend of mine. I'm going to see her this evening. Republican from Maine and Jean Shaheen. And a number of us are negotiating on insulin to get that down to something like $35 a month is that what we're aiming for. Angie Craig just passed a bill in the House that did this. Secondly, the bigger kahuna, which is Medicare negotiations, we are close to a deal on the Democratic side. We've had harder time engaging with Republicans on this one. And it's not everything that I want, but for the first time, we would be able to negotiate drug prices. That all got tied into, we do not want to bore your viewers with this procedures of the Senate, but it got tied into some other things, and I'm hopeful we can move on that. And then Senator Grassley and I have a number of bills that would basically tell the big pharma companies, and this has passed through committee to the floor now, that you have got to stop. They do this. They pay generic companies to keep their products off the market. Consumers, it's called pay for delay. Yes. And Senator Grassley, who's very in a very positive, curmudgeonly way, always fighting for consumers with me. And this is one where I think we're going to win. So that is another bill that is headed to the floor. There's for the first time, I would say, chances of taking on pharma in a very different way because people have just had it with these prices.
Senator Klobuchar, I want to shift gears and talk a little bit about Ukraine. I'm still amazed that there are Americans, including some politicians, that are rooting for Putin and rooting for Russia. Yesterday, 63 Republicans, congresspeople, many of them the former president's most loyal defenders, voted against a resolution supporting NATO and individual liberty and human rights and the rule of law and democracy and defending democracy. Can you talk about that? The bill did pass, but I'm just amazed that there are people who are anti-NATO. And it seems to me Russia is committing war crimes as part of a deliberate military strategy. Sanctions are nice, but is it really enough? How do we address Putin, who seems to only understand force without provoking World War III?
Thank you for that question. And I will say, I looked at that list over in the House. I think our entire Minnesota delegation, Democrat and Republican, voted for and in support of NATO, which should make you feel good. So let's start with that. Secondly, NATO has come together as never before. As you know, the U.S. is part of that, right, in Canada. And it was a pact we took to defend nations, including countries like Poland. And it is NATO that has had, as a group, is sending in weapons to Ukraine. And I was in the last Senate group, a number of us who went and met with President Zelensky before the war started. We pledged to him then, as I have several times when I've spoken with him, to continue to stand with Ukraine and to not give up. I can't explain what these members are thinking. Vladimir Putin has shown his intentions in every picture you see of the man dead with his bicycle on top of him, or the people with their hands cuffed behind them, or the mass graves, or the maternity ward that was bombed, or the school that was bombed. He knows no limits. He's done this before in places like Aleppo, and he is leveling these towns to the ground. At the same time, because Ukrainians showed such courage that I think those of us who spent a lot of time with the Ukrainians and with President Zelensky would have predicted, but not everyone did, they are just showing us what democracy is all about and that we should never take her on for granted. And then the weapons we've given them, which include now laser-guided rocket systems, switchblade drones, which are the most sophisticated in the world, the thousands of javelins which take down the tanks and the stingers that they are, with their small but mighty force, have pushed the Russians back away from Kyiv. And that's why all of these pictures are coming out because finally you're seeing the destruction and horror they wrought. I mean, that's why there's war crimes investigations going on and the like. But right now, for me, number one is getting Ukrainians the weapons they need, and number two, the humanitarian help with the refugees and the like all over the world. And then, of course, seizing Russian assets, sanctions, so that also we can use those assets once we can help the Ukrainians rebuild.
Okay.
Senator Klobuchar, we know you have to go. We thank you for your time. We hope we can check back in with you to see how we're coming on both the prescription drugs, the war in Ukraine, and all things Minnesotan.
Okay, let's do that again. I'm going to take Paul for his word on the weather. All right.
Don't do that. Thank you, Senator, for the benefit of the doubt. Bye. Oh, boy.
I wouldn't do that. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. But,
well, yeah.
Well, she's in Washington, where it's much nicer. It's much nicer there, so she should enjoy it while she's got it. And it will be spring here soon enough. But always good to talk with the senator. And I did not know that there were two lobbyists for every congressperson.
That's crazy.
That's insane because for Big Pharma. But Paul, even so, who are the congresspeople, the congressmen and women and the senators that are falling for the lobbyists? That are getting paid off. Like, where's their backbone? Where's their spine? People are dying. Yep. People are texting in there and saying they could, $1,000 a month, they would have to choose not to have drugs because they can't afford it. So who are these people? You know, like, I guess I want an accounting of the congresspeople that are voting, that are siding with the lobbyists.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.